Thank you. Please repeat, everybody. Whoever with great reverence and adoration regularly reads, chants, and describes the history of Maharaja Prithu's activities will certainly increase unflinching faith and attraction for the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's lotus feet are the boat by which one can cross the ocean of nations. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. The word Bhava Sindhu Otapade is significant in this verse. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahatpadam. This means that the total source of material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Everything is emanating from me. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Mudre Srimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Vidhan. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nishri Srinivati Mahasaya. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada saying that the fourth pade is significant. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahatpadam. This means that the total source and material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. Everything is emanating from the Lord. Even this material world, as well Srila Prabhupada describes, these Mayavadis, they say Brahma Sat Jagan Mithya. This material world is false. But we Vaishnava don't say this, that material world is false. It is temporary, but it is real. This is Lord's creation. So, everything is coming from the Lord. He is the source of everything. And dear devotees, purpose of life is to attain the lotus feet of such a Lord who is the source of everything. These human bodies, doesn't matter man's body, woman's body, white body, black body, brown body, doesn't matter. We are not these bodies. Spiritual life begins from here, I am not this body. According to my karma, whichever kind of body I got, my only purpose is to serve the Lord and attach myself with the lotus feet of the Lord. Actually, Lord is very anxious that we should attach to the lotus feet, but I am so unfortunate that I am not anxious. My anxiety is that how I can enjoy more, how I can sleep more, how I can do all kind of nonsense more. This is my only anxiety and only business. Srila Prabhupada explains why Lord comes here, why he came in this age also. In Kali Yuga, he also came as Lord Gauranga, as Krishna. In the mood of Radharani, came Gaur Hari. But Jendra Nandan Jai Sachisuta Hoira Sai, Balaram Hoira Nitai. He came before Krishna as full fledged. Iti Echap Chakalapam Sam Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. Before that, he came as Ram, Hansa Bhagavan. Why is he coming? Just to help us to get out of it. But we are so unfortunate, so fallen. My mind is so filthy that I don't understand. understand that how important it is to attain the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. It's very, very important. Example is given, just like a little boy, his parents are sending him to school because they want his future should be bright. But the foolish boy, because of his childish nature, he is not interested in going to school. He has interest. His interest is only to play with the dolls and different things. Just like it, why is it because of childish nature not interested in going to school? Same because of my fallen nature, because of I am in illusion, avidya, I am not interested in Krishna consciousness. Good parents, they will force the child, no, you must go to school. Because otherwise your future, you won't be able to understand. Now, they know. Somehow or other they are saying, there's one saying, Sam Dam Dandabhe. Somehow or other, a child, a boy should be explained, he won't understand. He should be given some bread, some coffee and some sweets. Really don't understand? Dand, he should be punished. Again, he doesn't understand the bhed, creates some differences. Explain him. Somehow or other, he must go to school for his bright future. Same is somehow or other, we must come to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Otherwise, this human life is waste. As it is described in Prahlad Maharaj, Shrav Evaj Kevala. Use that labor. Man is working very hard, is working for nothing. Why? Because he is not going to take anything with him. When I was born, my hands were like this. When I will leave, my hand will be like this. What I am carrying with me. But I am so foolish. I am working for nothing. Very hard working for nothing. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, Suhardam Sarva Bhutana. I am the beneficiary of all living beings. This Krishna consciousness movement, which is all over the world, this is the original desire of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada is sent by Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to save the fallen souls. Because everybody belongs to Krishna. As I said, there is no question of caste, color and creed. No white, black, brown. Soul is either white, black. Because of my ignorance, I am identifying myself with this body. Which is my foolishness. But pure devotee comes, Lord comes himself, send his pure devotee, so that we can take this process of Krishna consciousness to get out of it. Dear devotees, if a boy doesn't go to school, doesn't study, in my family, my elder, second from the top, I'm the youngest in the family, the four brothers. So, father used to travel around before partition. He has a transport business. He will go with his buses somewhere, sometimes Pakistan, different places. So, elder brother, he studied up to 8th standard, the younger up to 5th standard. And he mentioned, he study up to 8th or 5th. He gave up his study from 5th, from 8th. Now, the second from the top, he's saying, he was talking to the father, why did you force me to go to school? I have 5th class, I cannot do anything. My life is waste, but nothing else. Father said, I need to be out and I told you to go to school, but you won't listen. There was no lack of money. Krishna's mercy was there, but you were not going to school. Sometimes you will cry. The point I am making is, if you won't take care of your time now, then our future is in dark, we cannot do anything. Time and tides waits for no one. Prabhupada is mentioning, if one lives for 100 years, and by spending millions of dollars, he cannot get a woman back. Or by spending millions of dollars, he cannot add a woman into it. If time is money, then we can understand how much money I have wasted. Everybody is crying, you know. But I am so unfortunate that I am not becoming serious. This is my misfortune. We must become serious in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, a child is playing. Child is playing. What is going to get out of that play? Nothing. He is working for nothing. He works very hard. Sometimes he is making the house, mud house, or the, something, you know, something. But very busy. Doing those things. But what is that? And nothing. So same in our position, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, all the predecessor acharyas, we should pray to unto their lotus. I like to share one thing. I just remember by Prabhupada mercy with all of them, all my God brothers, God sisters, all the Matajis, all the brothers and sisters, young and old, Prabhupada personally instructed me. So please do that also. You also do. It's very beneficial. What were the instructions? Srila Prabhupada said, Navivedha, you should pray to the predecessor acharyas. Because they are our link to Krishna. This is the sign of a pure devotee. Just like, you know, there are missions in India, so many missions. Chinmaya mission. The Swami Chinmaya started that. Dayananda mission, Swami Dayananda started that. This mission, that mission. Ramakrishna mission, Swami Ramakrishna started that. But this is Hare Krishna mission. No one will propose it because he is a pure devotee. Others are pushing themselves in the forward. But Prabhupada is pushing Krishna in the forward. This is a sign of pure. So here, when Prabhupada said, pray to the predecessor acharyas, what does it mean? He is not saying that you just pray to me and everything will be okay. No, pray to the predecessors. Because Lord said in Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam, evam raja shreyo vidu sa kalin mahatma yoga nishtapanitama. We can have this knowledge, acquire this knowledge in parampara, which is very important. So our all the acharyas starting from Prabhupada, they're all bona fide. Many bona fides are coming and will come and keep on coming to save the souls. So Prabhupada said, pray to them. So all of you pray to them because all the time we need the mercy of the princess and acharyas, Maya is very, very powerful devotees. Very, very powerful. Devahi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Puranta. Lord saying itself. He said that it's very difficult to overcome my Maya. Very difficult. If Lord is saying, if it is difficult to overcome, then how? How we can overcome this Maya? Mami Maya Prapadate Mayam Etantarantite. Those who surrender unto me. And surrender, I cannot go back to Krishna. I have to go to through the parampara, which is recommended by Krishna himself. Evam parampara praptam. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya upadakshanti de jnanam jnaninastha kudarshana. Lord is recommending. Through the parampara you can come to. If you go to Krishna through the proper channel, definitely we can attain the goal. And if I concoct my own way, I think like this, I think like that, perhaps, maybe, useless. But conditioned soul, you know, in different degrees, we are all conditioned. Some liberated soul may be here, but sometimes you cannot recognize. To conditioned soul means, I concoct, I think like this, I think like that, and I think what I'm thinking is right and everything else is wrong. That's not proper. That is my conditioned nature. Then why I am saying like this? Because of my conditioned state, I am passing these kind of statements. So Lord is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita saying, Sarva Dharmaan Paritajye. Maam Ekam Sharanam Paritajye. Aham Tvam Sarva Papekpyo. Moksha Shami Maja. Ultimate is the surrender to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And that surrender will start Tat Vidhi Pranipatena through the Guru, through the spiritual master. Through this parampara, if anybody is neglecting any acharya, then spiritual progress is hampered. Spiritual progress is stopped. So, Bhava Sindhu Pot Pade, Prabhupada saying significant in this verse. The lotus feet of the Lord are known as Mahatpadam. This means that the total source of material existence rests on the lotus feet of the Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Bhagavad Gita, everything is emanating from Him. So why I am going here and there? Why I don't go to the Lord who is the source of everything? You know, pure devotee teaches us. Elsewhere Prabhupada is explaining. Well, Lord Nishikadev, Ulo Nishikadev Bhagavan ki. Look like tired, eh? Tired? Because of the prakarma? I like to tell you, I'm sick, you know, I came in a sick condition. Nishikadev Bhagavan ki. And this is testified by Srila Prabhupada. I have to tell you a little happening. Took place in Hyderabad. My god brother Shruti Kirti Prabhu. He was Prabhupada's servant. Long and cutting short, a very important happening took place in Hyderabad. I think it was 1975. When Prabhupada gave me this devotees from the Western world, they had a Harinam in Hyderabad. There was a drought in Hyderabad for 6 years. There was no rain, even in the rainy season. So as soon as the pure devotee stepped to Hyderabad, and his wonderful followers from all over the world, they had a wonderful kirtan in Hyderabad, and what happened? A rainfall. And there was a headline in the newspaper, Hare Krishna brought rain in Hyderabad. This one devotee is a French devotee, said he still had that paper somewhere, headline, long while he kept it. So Srila Prabhupada gave the lecture. So many people were there because of his great personality and his virtuous nature and wonderful nature and purity and everything. So many people. Prabhupada finished the lecture. Now Prabhupada got off the dais and now he's going to the car. I was also there. Whenever I used to see Prabhupada, I became very excited. I started shouting, Shri Prabhupada ki! And people are responding. Not like you, a little better than you. They're responding very loudly, you know. And it became difficult for Prabhupada to enter to the car and show me. Prabhupada Gidya and everybody is responding to Shruti Kirti Prabhu. That is this boy, you know, he is disturbing. He put it like this. Stop this. And Prabhupada was so super conscious, he immediately noticed that and he pushed me like this. Prabhupada looked at him, why you stopped him? When he pushed me, I was down, you know. Oh, I should not have done this, you know. And Shukititi was up there. He is Prabhupada's servant actually. He was Prabhupada's servant for a very, very long time. He had so much association of Chila Prabhupada. Fortunate soul. So when he pushed the Prabhupada interfere, then I became up and Shukititi was written down there. So there, then I started shouting more louder, Chila Prabhupada ki! Point is, Chila Prabhupada testified loud jai and loud chanting. Very important. Because the transcendental vibrations you know, when we come to the temple, why we feel wonderful? Because of the transcendental vibration. So here, everything is meaning from Him. Everything is emanating from Him. This cosmic manifestation, which is compared to an ocean of nations, is also resting on the lotus feet of the Lord. As such, this great ocean of nations is minimized by a person who is a pure devotee. Here, very important point. One who is a pure devotee, this nations, this material world, nation is minimized by a person who is a pure devotee. He doesn't care. And I have seen this system, symptom in Srila Prabhupada. He didn't care for anything. He was always transcendental. Always. Many times I saw him getting angry, but that was only for our correction. You want to hear one little happening of Prabhupada getting angry? Huh? Everybody? Harishwai can say. He was also Prabhupada's servant, you know. But I am asking your permission. So, here in Mayapur, what happened? I was Prabhupada's servant. It was 77. Prabhupada was on the top quarter. Yeah. And I was inside his room doing something. I don't know, top or down, I don't remember. So he was pressing the buzzer, calling the, you know, guard outside. There was one devotee. He's from New York. I forget his name. He was guarding Prabhupada's room. He was there. So pressing. So I heard the bell inside. I came with Prabhupada. You need anything? Go and see, where is this? He was supposed to be outside. I came out and he was not there. I said, Prabhupada is not there. Find out. Came down and he was wandering down. I said, Prabhupada is calling you. So we both came and entered Prabhupada's room. As soon as we entered Prabhupada's room, what was Prabhupada's reaction? Where were you? Prabhupada said, where were you? When he said, where were you? He started shivering. His mouth was shut. And I didn't do anything. It was not my fault, you know. I also started shivering. So Prabhupada, and next moment, you rascal, you were supposed to be outside. Why you not there? What you were doing downstairs? Actually, pure devotee is making us aware. We should always, if we are not conscious of serving our spiritual master nicely, thinking of serving our spiritual master with awe and reverence, then how we can serve Krishna? How will we be able to become a servant of Krishna? So Prabhupada chastised him. He couldn't utter any word. Later, a few years later, I met him in New York. I said, Prabhu, you remember that happened? Because I can never forget that. So, he came out. I was inside doing something. So, next moment, Prabhupada, just normal. Sometimes when we get angry, you know, to come to normal takes time, you know. But Prabhupada was, I was looking at Prabhupada's face. That the Prabhupada was so upset, but he looks, he is actually pure devotee, you know, and he's mentioned that Pardukuduki. If somebody is suffering, they suffer. This is their nature. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he's saying, I don't want to go back home. I will wait. Let everybody to go back home first. This is the nature of pure devotee. And Prabhupada's nature was like that. He was worried for all of us. And I have seen, for him, there's no question of white, black, brown. He treated everyone equally. The treatment which I got from Prabhupada, I got from it. Such a wonderful treatment. Such a wonderful behavior because of his super consciousness, because of his purity. That's what we are sold out to him for the rest of our life. Little time is left, more time is passed out. So, pure devotees, the mini bikes, you know, this ocean of nations, they don't care. Because they are transcendentally situated. They are transcendentally situated. They are transcendental. Because I'm thinking of Krishna, I have to tell you another happening in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, it was about 10 o'clock time, and Mahamsa, not Mahamsa, Paramahamsa Swami, he was Prabhupada's secretary, and this humble self was Prabhupada's servant. The Paramahamsa Maharaj asked me, he said, Navikrindra Maharaj checked with Prabhupada, can you take a guest this time, 10 o'clock in the morning? I asked Prabhupada that Maharaj is saying this. You are ready to take the guest? Prabhupada said, yes, it's okay. So this guest was coming from a very rich family of India, and he has renounced everything. This one, Modi family. Everybody knows this family. Very rich family. North India, they have so many concerns. So he has renounced, he has become a saint. He came to see Prabhupada and started asking so many questions, left, right, not in a very good way. I was sitting there and watching him. And very nicely Prabhupada answered his question. With all the questions were answered. After question answer, he said to Swamiji, actually, I read one of your Bhagavatam. And after reading your Bhagavatam, I was very much impressed. The beautiful purport you have given, word by word translation, the way you presented Bhagavat, I have never seen before. Swamiji, I want full set of Bhagavatam, water prizes, I am ready to pay. Prabhupada said, I have finished all the Bhagavat. I don't know that time Prabhupada was in 6th canto or 6th canto. So when Prabhupada said, I have finished the Bhagavatam, so this person, rich man, you know, who had become a saint, he was a qualified doctor also, he looked at Prabhupada and he said, Swamiji, I have one request to you. Prabhupada said, what is that? He said, before you leave this world, please finish this Bhagavatam. Because this will be your greatest gift to the mankind. I have seen books, like I have read many critical books, spiritual books, but Dhuman is so touching to the heart. So, transcendentally situated, this was the point. What was the reply of Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, all right, you give me your blessings so that I can finish the book. This is pure divinity. First place, he didn't know how to talk even. But even Mahabhagavat, because he's above the boundary platform, he's transcendentally. So I felt like crying that time, you know. I said, Prabhupada was so great, so wonderful, so humble. He, you know, many times he used to get angry. But that was for our correction. Once I asked this question to Srila Prabhupada, I said, Prabhupada, in 77, Bombay. We went from Mayapur to Calcutta and then Bombay. I said, Prabhupada, when you get angry on us, then what we should do? I'm asking about myself. Many times I got a chastisement from Prabhupada. So this was his causeless mercy. Prabhupada said, you should laugh. I said, Prabhupada, why? See, so many people in this material world doing all kinds of nonsense. Is anybody correcting them? Nobody. So they will all go to hell. And when spiritual master correct the disciple and gets angry on his disciple, that is Krishna's mercy on that soul. And this is the fact. There's another devotee, I won't name him. He was a pickpocketer. He tells himself, and he came to steal Prabhupada's watch, you know. He was in the prison. And he said, oh, Swami has a very expensive watch. I should go and steal his watch. He came to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada stole his heart and made him devotee. There was a discussion between me and him. I said, Prabhupada, you know, used to chastise, you know. I said, Prabhupada used to chastise very hard. But he never chastised me. I thought, I said, if he could have chastised you, you could have ran away. You were, what kind of things, business you were doing, pickpocketing. So he thought you stay there. But I got many times chastisement from Prabhupada. Here also, Bombay, wherever there was opportunity, to chastise. So this pure Buddhist mercy, actually, the Western culture is no chastisement. Parents cannot chastise the child. Why? This is not good. Scripture says, Sam, Dam, Dandabe, Dandri, there. Somehow or other, why should be rectified? In the Western world, the school, there's no chastisement. But why know what is right, what is wrong? There's a annoying thing. So they get spoiled, and that Western culture is coming to India. But now Prabhupada has made devotees from all over the world. Now you have to save this culture in India. Protect this culture so that our future becomes bright. Otherwise, our future will be dark. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord need not cross over the ocean. For he has already crossed it by virtue of his position at Lord's lotus feet. When we have Lord's lotus feet in our heart, by mercy of pure devotee, then we have crossed the ocean of nations. There's nothing to worry. By hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, or the Lord's devotee, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the Lord, lotus feet of the Lord. Actually, I was making this point before also. Only by the mercy of pure devotees, Lord's devotees, one can become firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Those who are devotees, they can make us devotees. Those who are firmly fixed unto the lotus feet of the Lord, they can fix others also. That's why Prabhupada did this. He made devotees of all over the world because he was firmly fixed. So by his mercy, I need myself to be firmly fixed under the lotus feet of the Lord by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. This position can also be achieved very easily by narrating the history of the life of Prithu Maharaj. Regularly, every day. Prithu Maharaj is a wonderful personality. Wonderful. And, you know, wonderful personality comes to teach us, you know, to guide us. Like Lord Nityananda was instructed by Lord Chaitanya, not instructed but requested that you get married. Lord Nityananda was horrified. You have taken sannyas, taking so much of travel, performing so much austerity, and you want me to get married? Yes, Shilpad. Why? I don't want people to think that only sannyasi can go back home, back to Godhead. Even a good household can also go. So you set an example of a good household. So Lord Nityananda got married, and he is a supreme personality of God, and he is Balaram himself. So, some examples are set by the pure devotee. And if you follow the footsteps of pure devotees, Mahajan Yena Katha Sapanta, then our future can become bright. And it's only possible by following the footsteps of predecessor Acharyas and great Vaishnavas. Not otherwise, it's not possible. So Prithu Maharaj is a wonderful personality. The word Vimukta Sangha is also significant in this connection. because we associate with the three qualities of material nature. Very important. Our position in this material world is full of dangers. Three, you know, Rajogun, Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun. Lord is instructing to Arjun, Mistra, Guniya, Bhava, Arjuna. You elevate yourself beyond the three modes. You know. Above, rise up these three modes. And we are under the influence of these three modes. And these three modes are making me dance, you know. Sometimes I am in ignorance, sometimes passion, sometimes maybe little goodness. So I am, you know, just like that doll is made dance by that. What do you call that? Puppet. Same is my position. So the mercy of your devotees, you know, is very significant. Vimukta Sangha is not significant in this connection because we associate with the three qualities of material nature. Our position in this material world is full of danger, very dangerous. But when we engage in the devotional service of the Lord by the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, we immediately become Vimukta Sangha or liberated. And that should be wholeheartedly. We should associate with the pure devotees, surrender unto their lotus feet, serve them, and follow this process of nine processes: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atam, Nivedanam, in that total surrender and perfect of life. So, thank you very much for listening, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to all the devotees of Srila Prabhupada throughout the whole world. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I hope nobody has any question. Any question? We have a time. Please, devotees, please stay for that.
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj, your discourse was so much enthusiastic, energetic, and full of nectarian blessings. As you mentioned thoroughly on the auspicious Sunday, as well as Holy Amrita Ekadasi Festival, please focus on your nectarian voice. What does Prabhupada say to celebrate Ekadasi Festival? And after 4 days, Lord Chaitanya birthday, Panch Tattva, and 5 days festival started today with Amrita Ekadasi. Please do focus on Ekadasi about tradition of Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
What do you mean, focus on Ekadasi? We are all going to what you call fast on Ekadasi today. Everybody knows this, eh? Fasting, no grains, minimum eating, maximum chanting and reading. And Gaura Kashyapa Parents Day is coming on 8th. Celebrate. We should all celebrate Gauranga's Appearance Day with pomp and show. Pray for his mercy. And for Kali Yuga, he is the incarnation for Kali Yuga. Like before Krishna, before Ram, before Hans, for Kali Yuga Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. Please respond. Gauranga!
Sam, Dam, Dand and Bhed. So, Sam means you are telling you should make the child understand.
We can give scripture reference also.
And later on, Dam, Dand and also Bhed, you are trying to explain us, differentiate and then understand. What is the difference between first and last?
What is the difference between first? you refer from the scripture, because scripture are guiding us, like in the Bhagavatam, Brahmachari Gurukule. Actually, difficulty is to bring the boy or girl on the right track. That is the time when you know they don't follow the right path and spoil their life. You give them scripture reference like Prahlad Maharaj, Kaumar, Achatya Pratyo, Dharma, Bhagavatam, Durlabha Manushitan. You can explain him like this also. And in that bhed, you know, sometimes kids become attached to some nonsense. You tell them, this is not good. This will be the result of this. You know, it's seen in India also very much now, very prevalent. In the West, of course, it's very prevalent. The boys attached to the girl, even in a young age. You can tell the result of this is not good. This is your time to study. You will get married when time will come. But not this time. This time you should be brahmachari. Follow this vow of brahmachari and celibate. And when you will be properly educated, properly situated, then we will get you married.
I've got another immediately linked with that. So the Sam, Dam, Dand and Bhed. Dand seems to be a little more stricter than Dam. And Bhed should be, I think it should be more bolder than Dand.
Yeah, instead of just whatever is, you know, one can do, somehow or other, point is, child should be brought to the right track. You know, boy should be brought to the right track so that his future become bright. Stronger or softer sometimes, you know, it can be stronger sometimes. It may work, sam may work, dam may work. It depends upon the situation, time, place and circumstance. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So, for the time of death, if we think of Krishna, we go to Krishna love. So, but at the time of death, if we think of Srila Prabhupada, what will be the destination?
If we think of Prabhupada, still we will go to Krishna. He is a pure devotee. Pure devotee, you know, and spiritual platform, they are same. Prabhupada has mentioned. If you think of Prabhupada, you will go to Prabhupada and the Krishna, and you will also go to Krishna. Don't you think so? Prabhupada has mentioned. Any other question? Thank you again. Oh, somebody here, one more question. I'll go. Prabhu? Who has question this time? Quick question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
I heard that the Sam, Dam, Dandabhe is the Kshatriya order for ruling administrative order. So how this is applied for a Brahminical and Vaishnava culture? So
but this can be used also for children also. If sometimes parents have to become Kshatriya for children also, if they are very wild, you know, to save their life, parents can take to this also. Please. Hare Krishna!